goes on.
Solace goes on. Jimmy, how you doing?
I'm good since I talked to you about 3 minutes ago. Sean, how about you?
Doing great. You know, Jimmy, you mentioned you'd never say never because Wayne Gretzky got traded to the Kings. Do you know the trade tree of that just ended like a year ago?
I had heard something because of the different picks and all that stuff. I'd heard
All the picks and then trading picks for other picks and all that. It finally ended after 34 years.
Isn't that something?
Last week. That is unbelievable. Like, Okay, I'll say this because I don't know anything about hockey, Jimmy.
Yep.
All in all, with all the pieces that the Edmonton Oilers got, was it worth it?
They won the cup 2 years later without him.
There you go. I think that's what it all comes down
to. How many times have the LA Kings won the cup with Wayne Gretzky?
How many?
Zero.
Okay.
There you go.
I mean, what was that the one that was called a King's ransom, or was that another trade?
No, that might have been the King's ransom trade, I think. It's a whole story. I could tell you all about
There's documentaries about it. ESPN.
The former owner of the Oilers was a real piece of shit. His name was Peter Pocklington. And Gretzky overheard a phone call on speakerphone when Pocklington was just shitting on him for no reason. And so Gretzky had the choice. He could have accepted the trade or he could have nixed it. And when he heard that phone call, he said, fuck him. And so he took the trade.
Woof.
And it worked out real good for Gretzky. It did. He didn't win a cup, but it worked out real well for him in terms of his notoriety and what it did for the game of hockey in America. Like, it worked out real well. But it was a real thing. It was, and obviously in Canada, it was a major thing at the time.
There, I mean, and one of the players involved in the trade tree is actually still playing. He just signed for a different league, so doesn't look like he'll be back in the NHL anytime.
What's his name? Who is it?
Nelson Nogier.
No, I don't think
he was a Winnipeg Jets prospect.
Oh, was he? Okay.
Interesting. There you go. Interesting.
Thank you, Google. So you know what? You know how you posted your thing about Dominic and the piped-in crowd noise, and it kind of took off. And obviously, you've got a much bigger Twitter following than I do. I posted something yesterday about Lexus King, Brian Pillman.
Oh, I saw it.
And I didn't expect that it was going to get like 350,000 views. Like, I just didn't
think people
cared enough.
He's perpetually disliked on Twitter. Like,
why? Why?
He said some goofy stuff.
Sure. I'm not privy.
I don't want to say anything like he hasn't said anything terrible, but like, he said some stuff that you look at and you're like, huh? But other than that, like, what's the big deal?
Yeah.
A lot of people love to pretend to be upset though.
You and I know that. Yeah. So what I said about him was whoever in WWE is giving him guidance, they're doing a good job because I'm seeing improvement in him. Like I see a difference in him and I do. Now, is he Kenny Omega in the ring? No, he's not. Is LA Knight Kenny Omega in the ring? No. And LA Knight might be the hottest thing in all the wrestling right now. If Brian or Lexus King, if he can work on his character and work on his promos, he'll be fine. And I thought that his first outing. Now, again, he's not Kenny Omega in the ring. And that's why he's in NXT. But I liked his entrance. You know, I like his look. He comes off like he's more confident too. He feels to me like he's more confident. And so
he immediately is above where he was at AEW.
Yes. And yes, he is.
I mean, AEW was a good place for him to learn and work TV and do that stuff. But I feel like already he's in a better spot professionally than he was then.
I think so too. And so I don't know why people were going crazy. There was even one person that said to you on Twitter, oh, if Jimmy's going to bust your chops with the Dominic thing, which I didn't because I agreed with you. But they said, if Jimmy's going to bust your chops, ask him about the Lexus King thing. But it's like, what? So I said that he's improved. What's the big deal? I don't get it. But
people online love to pretend to be outraged about anything. They truly do.
And you know, and I'm not gonna go too deep on this, but you know that I have a bit of a soft spot for Brian Pillman Jr. because he stuck up for us at StarCast. You know what I'm talking about?
Sure, that was a very nice thing for him to do.
Yeah.
Too. And I've known him since before he wrestled. I mean, he geographically, you know, I always want somebody from here to succeed. But
yes, well, for me, ever since that day at StarCast, I have a good feeling about the kid. Like, I think highly of the kid.
Yeah.
And so I hope he does well. I hope he does well. And like I said, I thought his entrance is great. His ring work, you know, he needs work in the ring, but his entrance was great. And I hope he does well.
Oh, Jimmy, it's going to be a shit show this week for me.
I don't like that.
I can't say.
You can't say.
Can't say. You know why, but some stuff is going to get announced probably in the next week.
Some stuff is going to get announced in the next
week. I'm probably just going to avoid Twitter on that day. Yeah.
Okay.
Probably just going to avoid Twitter on that day. But you know what? Fortunately, we've got Kyler on the case doing social media. We just hired Corey Brennan from Body Slam. We got some new people in the fold. This is Joel also knows what it is. Debunking Boozer News. Oh no, that ain't it. That I do that all the time. I do all that. Somebody said, "What's his character though?" I'm not my dad. Yeah, that is his character. Now I will say this: his character being "I'm not my dad, he's dead" is better than "I am a 30-year-old man still in college. Here's my Letterman's jacket."
You're right. Yeah. I mean, if anything, Jack Perry should have been in that group.
Yeah.
You know?
Good or bad news? Hilarious news.
Probably good for you. I know about what you're talking about. You know I'm not a big fan of all this stuff.
It's something that I'm very excited for personally and socially. I am just like dreading it, completely dreading it, because I know that there will be bad faith weenies out there that will twist.
Let's talk about something else. So I want to get your thoughts on the creative direction of Cody Rhodes. And maybe I'm nitpicking, Sean. I know he's still popular and I get it. But so ever since WrestleMania, right? Aside from a very brief tag team title run with Jay, which is kind of funny, you know, aside from that, he has been pretty flat creatively. They've done the injury thing. Now this is the third time that they've done the, "Oh, Cody's injured, but he's going to battle through it because he's got heart," right?
The old Cena special.
Yeah. This is the third time. Now the pec was legit. Nothing you could do about that. That was legit. Brock, you know, injured his arm twice, and now Damian Priest injures the leg. Ah, man. As soon as Damian Priest did the thing with the leg and Cody hobbled out at the end of the night on Raw, I thought, we're doing this again.
This is getting into placeholder territory. Dominic was a placeholder territory that I was like, ooh, no, that one's good because Dominic is so over as a heel. People will tune in to watch the most over babyface destroy the most over heel. Like, that's just common sense. But with this one, I'm like, okay, it's their second one-on-one match, but they have wrestled 7 times, including tag matches, since June.
Right.
Like, I saw this and I was like, that's a Raw main event, maybe.
Yeah.
Why are we doing this?
Well, that's why they're adding the injury angle. But we've seen it. Like, we've seen it so many times. They got to do something fresh. They got to do something new. I know that you were talking about a guy like Ivar is getting marks. Maybe, you know, they do something with him. I'd like to see Cody do something different. Put him in with Bronson Reed. Put him in with Ivar. Put him in with somebody different. You know what I mean? Yeah. Put him in with Gunther. That'd be freaking awesome. Put him in with somebody different.
Right before we go off the air, I want to say that since it's out there now publicly, it's kind of been revealed, Wrestling Observer Live and Cornette Show even. People say, what's Will Washington doing? How about Swerve and Hangman? That is his brainchild.
Yep.
Very well-received story. Coming from Fightful alumni Will Washington. How about that one?
How do you know out there? Where's that out there?
It's all over Twitter right now.
Oh, it is.
But yeah, I think they said it on Cornette's show and Wrestling Observer Live. I just want to say this, man. Like, I'm so proud of Will, and I don't get to talk to him the way that I used to because obviously he can't give me proprietary information. That's not something he's allowed to do. I just say, damn, man. Like, incredible for Will. It is a story that is completely fresh. I know a lot of people will look at it and say, well, that's his cousin. Yeah, but still, look at how invested Hangman is into this. One of the greatest champions they've ever had.
Swerve has really been elevated. He's really been
Swerve elevated. Swerve has been elevated. Based on what I see, I think it's just going to go to new heights. They're going to do new things.
Nana's fun too.
And I, yeah, it's helped take him to a different level as well. And man, I am just very excited for Will. I am so proud of him. I really wish that we could find somebody who's going to do these Fightful Award videos since he now works for AEW.
Rob can hook you up. Rob's beautiful. Rob's great. He can
Rob will do it. Goddamn
yeah.
right.
Yeah. I want to say this about Will. I don't know Will as well as you do, but I've talked to Will a bunch and I met him, and Will's just a good dude. He is. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
And I've seen people online, because there's jealousy sometimes because of you know what Will's doing and whatever. I'll see people that will shit on him. Will handles it with class too. You know what I mean? Yeah. He's a good dude. And so I know that the AEW thing was kind of a dream job for him. I know that it's thankless sometimes. And sometimes it can be a little hard being in his position, but I know he loves it too. And good for him. He's one of those guys. I wish nothing but success for a guy like Will, because he's a good guy.
And one of the things that I always respected about him when we had the conversation where he's like, hey, I'm going to AEW. He said, if you find out that I'm responsible for anything and it sucks, make sure you say that it sucks. And I always admired that. But I admire all of you. Guys, thank you so much for joining us. Until next time, we're out.